You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You just heard episode one of Believed, a new podcast from Michigan Radio and NPR. So let's talk about Believed with its hardworking reporters, Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith and Kate Wells. It's always great to have you around and on Stateside. So this story of Larry Nassar, it made headlines, you know, not only in the U.S., as you know, but internationally, particularly the procession of survivors that just blew everybody's mind as we heard them speak at the sentencing hearings. And now he's serving what amounts to a life sentence. So in some ways, it feels like the final chapter of a long, terrible story. So what made you want to dig more deeply? What questions did you want to explore through Believed?
Yeah, so Lindsay and I were both in the court for part of that sentencing. And I think I kept going home. We talk about this a lot, but we wrote this podcast kind of for our husbands. I kept going home and feeling like there was this thing that my husband, Mark, wasn't able to get about this case just by watching what was on the news. You know, he could be taken by, like, there's so many, this is so powerful, what an incredible moment. But what I feel like didn't come through was how he was able to get away with it for so long. And honestly, wanting Mark to feel the same unsettledness that I felt, that there were so many times when women described the reports that they made and they weren't believed, as terrible as those failures were, there were moments where I thought, I don't know if I would have done the right thing.
I think it's just super easy for us to, it's only human nature to sort of distance ourselves from that bad bombing in that foreign country or that horrible thing that happens. It's hard to think about this could happen to me. So that we really wanted to take some time to explore not just the institutional failures, and obviously there were some, right? But
many.
But sort of the individual decisions and how this guy was able to fool, I mean, tons and tons of people for decades.
And as we just heard in episode one, people loved him.
Yeah. Right, right.
I mean,
otherwise he wouldn't have been able to get away with it, right?
It's amazing. The podcast focuses on the women who ultimately brought down Larry Nassar, these women we saw in the sentencing hearings, and many more who didn't speak. So people saw that, and you've talked to them for news reports. We've had them, some of them, these sister survivors here on Stateside. But you've come to know them more deeply working on this. So what do you think Believed is going to show us about these women, about these survivors?
More than anything, we wanted to give these women some context, to give them a platform to be full, complete people, not just themselves, but the people that they're surrounded by, you know, their parents and, you know, were they in gymnastics, not in gymnastics, all of these things, all of these factors that make these women whole people, that helps explain in some cases how he was able to manipulate them or the people around them. And so what I'm hoping by giving, obviously we can't tell every single survivor story. I mean, that would just be endless. But we wanted to give a few key people that I think represent many, many more, the opportunity to really to see them as a full, complete person, to see what motivates them, what drives them, and how they sort of think about what happened to them.
And how they brought him down.
That's true.
Because
right.
Like you see in the sentencing, these incredible, powerful moments, and it's frustrating when you know the years of their lives that they have been living this story of being not believed.
Right.
And when you know the actions that they took that led directly to him being taken down, you want to be like, you guys think these women are amazing now.
Yeah.
Listen to what they have been doing and living with these last several years, in some cases 20 years.
You know, my daughter was a competitive dancer for many years, got hurt. We took her to a sports medicine physician, someone who has treated Olympic athletes. And because you believe that doctor is top notch, and as a parent, you want that for your kid. So I know I have easily put myself in the shoes of those parents and saw my daughter in the faces of these sister survivors. And you're moms, you're both moms. And I'm wondering, did you embrace that fact that your moms, as you worked on this podcast, or did you dial that down?
Oh, we embraced it. I couldn't ignore it.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I mean, like I said to start off, I mean, that was in some ways part of the motivating factor to really understand how.
Yeah, I think it has made it also, you've got skin in the game.
Yeah. believed is coming out of this cultural moment that is actually, we're very different than it was even a year ago when the sexual misconduct allegations against Harvey Weinstein started to really launch the Me Too hashtag. So do you think that moment has impacted how people responded to the Nassar case?
I think absolutely it's a part of that conversation now. But when Rachel Den Hollander came out with her first accusations in September of 2016, and another anonymous Olympian at the time, Jamie Dancer, that was before Harvey Weinstein. He was still running the company. I say, you know, Charlie Rose was still hosting CBS Morning News.
Matt Lauer was on the Today Show.
Yeah, this is before me, too. So it really took a lot of courage on their part to come forward. And I don't know if you want to talk about how you would feel if it happened now.
Well, they went through hell. They were put through absolute hell from the moment they came out. And what also gets forgotten in this now is that they weren't believed when they first came out.
Right.
You know, we say a lot, like Larry Nassar went on to get 3,000 votes for a whole school board. Even after all of these allegations had come out, when women come forward, we don't believe them, and it's really difficult for them. And I don't know how much the women in this case would feel how much is different now. I wonder a lot if Rachel's story came out today against somebody that we really loved. I bet she'd still have a pretty hard time.
Yeah, that's the frustrating part in some ways, is we've come so far, but I think we both kind of feel like if this came out today, you'd still face the same kind of uphill battles.
And we talk a lot between us about how when they were ultimately believed, like that we so often see this as like this wonderful success story for women, and absolutely it's incredibly powerful, but we talk about exactly what it took. You had to be, like Rachel, the perfect quote-unquote victim. Mm-hmm. You had to, all of these women are, you know, lovely and, you know, have, in Rachel's case, put 16 years worth of a case file together, lost every ounce of privacy that she had, and the national media didn't really follow this case until there were 150 of them. So what does it take to be believed, even if you have everything, you know, going for you?
So we've heard episode one, and subsequent episodes will be coming out on Mondays. I know they've put a lot of your heart and soul into this work, so congratulations on doing this for everybody involved with the story and everyone who's going to learn from Believed. Lindsay Smith, Kate Wells, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, you can subscribe to Believed wherever you get your podcast, or go to the website michiganradio.org/believed to listen and get episode updates.